This is HPR episode 2010 entitled, Parsing JSON with Python, and is part of the series, A Little Bit of Python. It is hosted by Klaatu, and is about 12 minutes long. The summary is, how to parse JSON with Python.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi everyone, my name is Klaatu and this is Hacker Public Radio. Today I'm going to talk about using JSON in Python. So JSON, of course, is a pretty popular way of storing data these days. It's essentially a key and value type arrangement where you've got a key value of some sort and then a colon and then a value. And it can get more complex because they can be nested. You know, you can have a key value pair in the value of another key value pair. If you've never seen it, look it up online. I wanted to say you've probably seen it and haven't realized it, but I mean, maybe not actually. You may not have ever seen it. But yeah, it's a pretty popular way to store data. It's sort of from out of the JavaScript school of data management. JSON, in fact, stands for JavaScript something something. So yeah, it's popular and it's good and people like it and it keeps popping up. You know, you'll kind of see JSON and JSON-like things here and there. And it is kind of a simple way of storing things. You know, I mean, if you have some kind of data that you need to store, a lot of times, essentially, what you are doing is just storing a key and a value, you know? This thing, this configuration option, or this environment variable, or this player in this game has the value of, has a score of, or has health points of, or has a configuration of, and then whatever that is. So it's kind of like, I kind of feel like it's one of the most basic possible ways of structuring this kind of information, which is quite nice. If you look at a JSON file, and like I say, if you can't picture it in your head, just go look at it online. If you look at it, you'll see that it actually looks a little bit like, for instance, a Python dictionary. The two are actually quite similar. If you're comfortable with Python dictionaries and lists, chances are if you use JSON in Python, it actually will feel fine. It'll feel perfectly normal to you. You may or may not be comfortable with dictionaries in Python. You know, if you don't use them a lot, if you're kind of a new user of Python and you're not creating lists and dictionaries, and I guess worse yet, dictionaries of lists and lists of dictionaries and things like that, then you might not feel all that comfortable with JSON. And you might wonder, well, can't I just use a simple key and value, you know, line delimited file? And the answer to that would be, yeah, you can do that. You can structure your data however you want, to be honest. You do kind of have to step back and think, if I do this my way, you know, just a hand-rolled delimited list of something, is that the best way to do it? And it may be. It really just kind of depends on what data you're trying to store. So in other words, you don't necessarily have to use anyone's format at all. You can just, I've done this before myself, you know, you just make a file and you print some statements into it that you know mirror your user's input, and then you parse that file later on when they load the application back up. And it's not that hard. You use split and read in the data. It's not really that big of a deal. But JSON does like a lot of that for you. Okay, so the way to do this, I guess, in a very basic example, would be, in fact, to create a dictionary in Python. And essentially, in many ways, when you're doing that, you are creating a JSON structured entity. So let's say that we have a dictionary we want to call game, because this is going to keep score of a game for us. So if we say game equals curly brace quote tux close quote colon, and then and it's not that hard. It's a very sort of built-in method for Python. That's all very standard stuff. You're going to do that at some point. If you use Python, you're going to be dealing with a dictionary. So you may as well just kind of start doing it now. So the cool thing about that is, though, that if you're storing your data in a Python dictionary like that, it is trivial to dump it into a JSON format file. I mean, like, really trivial. So what you would do is you would just, in Python, you would import JSON, and then with open parentheses, quote, save data dot JSON, close quote, comma, quote, W, quote, close parentheses, as out file, colon, and then next line, indented once, JSON dot dump, parentheses, game, comma, out file, close parentheses. So what we're doing there is we're saying open this file called game save or save data, whatever I called it, save data.json, open it with writable permissions, and we'll refer to it as out file. That's the variable name we'll assign to this thing. And then with that open in write mode, give me a JSON dump, a JSON formatted dump of the data contained in the game variable, and put that into out file. And that's it. That's how you save the data. So if you were writing, for instance, a game, or I don't know, a note taking application, or you know, whatever, or a configuration file, if you've been storing all the active data while a person's running your program into a Python dictionary, and why wouldn't you be? It's a very sensible format to store it in. Then when they exit your application, before they exit, you know, as they exit your application as part of the quit process, you could open up a configuration file in some given path of your choosing and dump the Python dictionary that they've been building as they've run the application to that place, and now it will be persistent data. So what do you do when the user then opens up the file or the application again? Well, you want to probably read in their previous session, right? That's what config files do. Or maybe it's not a config file, maybe it's save data. So then if they're playing your game and they say, well, I'll play as tux today, then you would want to load in the last known values for tux, right? So again, the process, it's basically the same as reading a dictionary, but the only thing that you have to do is load the data in using that JSON module. So you can do import JSON, and then you could say, let's say save data equals open parentheses quote save data.json quote parentheses. So that would be the file, the saved file. And then we could assign a variable game equals json.load parentheses save data, close parentheses. So in other words, instead of doing a JSON dump to the save data file, we're now opening the save data file because we know that it exists, or we assume it exists. And in real life, you would want to do probably like a a try except kind of statement, because you wouldn't obviously want to crash just because the person's never saved a game before. But anyway, we're opening that file and we're loading it into the variable called game. And because we do it through this JSON module, it parses everything from JSON and dumps it into a nice little tidy Python dictionary. And you can even see that. So if you call the game module again, or the game variable rather, just game square bracket quote tux quote square bracket, then it would print for you curly brace health 23 level 4. And if you did game square bracket quote conky quote square bracket, then it would print health 18 level 7. And you can even drill down further into it. So, you know, you don't always have to get all the information back. You could say, well, okay, so I know that they've chosen the tux character, but I need to know just the health value so that I can, or just the level value so that I can dump them into the right level. So you could do a game square bracket quote tux quote square bracket, and then square bracket quote level quote square bracket. So that's just, you're just giving it sort of both positions, tux, and then drill down into level and give me the value, and that would print 4. Or you could do print, or rather game square bracket tux square bracket health square bracket, and that would print 23. Or you could do game conky health, and that would give you 7 or whatever it was, 18, and then the level would be 7. So you can just, it's a dictionary. You can sort of target what you need to know in square bracket with quotes around the key that you want to look up, even if it's a key within the value of the previous key. Eventually, you'll want to close that file too. You would want to save data dot close (). Once you've got all that data and loaded it into your environment. And then, of course, at the end of that session, you would want to reopen that file and dump your new information into it. It's pretty simple, to be honest. There are other modules out there that do fancier things with JSON data in Python. I heard actually really recently that someone was really annoyed with how Python works with JSON data. I've not really done a whole lot with JSON outside of Python, so I don't know what I'm missing. I find it very easy, to be honest. But then again, all I do really is read and write. I don't do a whole lot of fancy things with it. So it may get more complex the more complex things that you try to do with it, and it might start to kind of show some of its inconveniences. But either way, you know, if you're looking to do quick data storage from a Python application that you're working on, JSON is not the worst way to go. It's pretty simple. It feels very native since it's so close to a Python dictionary anyway. And yeah, you should try it out if you're looking for a solution for that. Thanks for listening to this episode of Hacker Public Radio. This has been Klaatu, and I will see you next time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.